This is Albert Moeller with today's audio blog for albertmoeller.com. The Year of Our Lord, Diploma Trouble in Texas. A group of students at Trinity University in San Antonio is petitioning the administration to remove the words "in the year of our Lord" from the school's diplomas. Senior Sidra Qureshi said she started the petition in order to assure the school's commitment to diversity. A Muslim student who presides over the Trinity Diversity Connection, Ms. Qureshi told the media, quote, "A diploma is a very personal item, and people want to proudly display it in their offices and homes. By having the phrase, in the year of our Lord, it is directly referencing Jesus Christ, and not everyone believes in Jesus Christ," end quote. According to some accounts, the issue was first raised by Isaac Medina, a convert to Islam who graduated in December of 2009. He told the San Antonio Express News that he was offended by the language he found on his diploma, calling himself, quote, "a victim of a bait and switch," because he had been assured that the school no longer held to a Christian identity. The school's administration has sent mixed signals of its intention, but a decision by the university's president and board of trustees is expected soon. Sharon Jones Schweitzer, assistant vice president for university communications, told The Washington Times that the school will probably remove the phrase from all diplomas. The university's president, Dennis Ahlberg, defended the wording as unobtrusive. Many of the school's alumni protested the proposal, but momentum toward the change appears to be growing on the campus. There are at least two significant dimensions of this controversy. The first has to do with what this reveals about the loss of Christian conviction and identity among so many church-related schools. Trinity University was established in 1869 by Cumberland Presbyterians. The original faculty of five professors taught an inaugural class of seven students. Trustees first located the school in rural Texas, hoping to put the students far away from the vices and temptations of larger cities. The university's published historical narrative explains, quote, "although religion played a prominent role in a Trinity education, the ethos was broadly Christian, and no students were excluded because of religious affiliation," end quote. In 1906, the school affiliated with the United Presbyterian Church in the United States of America. The decision to move the school to San Antonio came in 1941. In 1969, the school modified its relationship to the church by eliminating legal ties to the Presbyterian denomination. The new agreement between the school and the denomination, quote, "affirmed historical connections and pledged mutual support," end quote. This is the language of disengagement and secularization. Gary Lur, executive director of the Association of Presbyterian Colleges and Universities, told the Washington Times that Trinity University is moving towards a relationship that is little more than a reference to the fact that the origins of the school, quote, "involved religion," end quote. As James Tunstead Burchale has documented and explained, quote, "countless colleges and universities in the history of the United States were founded under some sort of Christian patronage, but many which still survive do not claim any relationship with a church or denomination. Even on most of the campuses which are still listed by churches as their affiliates, there's usually some concern expressed today about how authentic or how enduring that tie really is, and often wishful thinking is all that remains," end quote. These schools have been effectively secularized, moving from identity as Christian colleges with clear Christian convictions to church-related schools with ambiguous convictions to schools with some historic tie to Christianity but no Christian convictions at all. At this last stage, Christianity is more of an embarrassment than anything else. It seems that all parties related to the controversy at Trinity University are agreed that Christianity plays no official role in the life and work of the school in the present. No one is claiming that the words "in the year of our Lord" mean anything theological in this context. The school holds to an essentially secular worldview, despite the language of the diploma, the Christian name of the school, and the image of the Bible on the school's seal. The second important dimension of the controversy is the insanity of thinking that the removal of the words "in the year of our Lord" will accomplish anything. Sidra Qureshi complains that the words are directly referencing Jesus Christ, and not everyone believes in Jesus Christ, end quote. Well, if those words offend anyone, how can they not be offended by the name of the university itself? Some have tried to explain the name in terms of the fact that the school had three predecessor institutions and was located in three Texas locations. But no one is denying the central fact that the word Trinity is a direct reference to the central Christian belief about God and about Jesus Christ. And what would the removal of the words "the year of our Lord" accomplish? That system of dating can be traced back to Dionysius Egigius, an abbot who in the year 525 constructed a new chart of Easter tables, changing the numbering of the years from the year 1, starting in 284, the year that Emperor Diocletian ascended to the throne, to what Dionysius calculated to be the year of Christ's birth. Dionysius referred to the years after the birth of Christ as Anni Domini Nostri Jesu Christi, the years of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thus, even when modern secularists try to change the language and dating customs from A.D. to C.E. for common era, the date itself remains fixed with reference to the birth of Jesus Christ. Instead of B.C. for before Christ, These new agents of tolerance prefer BCE for before common era. But once again, this does nothing to remove the fact that the number of the year points directly to the assumed date of the birth of Christ. In other words, the only way to fully secularize the dating system is to renumber all the years with some other point of historical reference. Perhaps they would prefer we start with the year of Charles Darwin's birth. The renumber of the years as B.C. for before Charles and A.D. for after Charles. The controversy at Trinity University tells us so much about the loss of Christian conviction in colleges and universities, the insanity of secular revisionism, and the contradictions of Muslim students who are offended by the words, the year of our Lord, but seem perfectly happy to have the name Trinity University printed in bold on their diplomas. One thing is clear, the university will have to decide quickly what to do in this situation, and they will make their decision in, you guessed it, the year of our Lord, the 2010th. I'm Albert Mohler.